I am here in San Diego attending the American Society of Hematology Congress 2018, and I will show you a sub-analysis done in the phase 3 ARROW study, in which showed the efficacy and safety of once weekly versus twice weekly carfilzomib plus dexamethasone was evaluated. And this specific analysis will be conducted based on the number and type of prior lines of therapy. The ARROW study was a phase 3 randomized trial conducted in 478 relapsed and non-refractory myeloma patients after 2-3 prior lines of therapy. All patients had been previously exposed to IMID and PI, and in this study, patients were randomized 1-to-1 to receive carfilzomib plus dexamethasone once weekly at a dose of 70 milligrams per square meter versus carfilzomib plus dexamethasone twice weekly at a dose of 27 milligrams per square meter. That I would say that the twice weekly carfilzomib and dexamethasone was the control arm. In this sub-analysis, when we evaluated the baseline characteristics of the patients according to the number and type of prior lines of therapy, I would say that 50% of patients had received one or two prior lines of therapy in both arms. Important to note that 84% of patients had been previously exposed to the immunomodulatory drug lenalidomide, and baseline characteristics of the patients were generally well balanced between both groups. The proportion of patients older than 75 years was higher in KD70 weekly versus KD27 twice weekly, especially in the group of patients who had received 3 prior lines of therapy. When we evaluated the efficacy in terms of overall response rate and complete response rate in once weekly versus twice weekly according to the number of prior lines of therapy, I can say that the results are consistent, and always once weekly KD70 is superior to twice weekly KD27. If we focus on patients who had received just 2 prior lines of therapy, the overall response rate was 63% versus 41% for once weekly versus twice weekly respectively. And when we focus on patients who had received 3 prior lines of therapy, we see the same magnitude of benefit, 63% of overall response rate for once weekly KD70 versus 40.7% in the twice weekly KD27 arm. And the same picture is observed in terms of complete response rate. And I would like to remark that 10% of patients achieved a complete response or better when they received once weekly carfilzomib 70 milligrams per square meter after just 2 prior lines of therapy. This benefit in terms of overall response rate and complete response rate translated when we evaluated the progression-free survival. And in fact, so when we focus on patients who had received just 2 prior lines of therapy, carfilzomib and dexamethasone administered once weekly at a dose of 70 milligrams per square meter resulted significantly superior in comparison with twice weekly carfilzomib 27 milligrams per square meter, median progression-free survival 12.1 months versus 7.6 months. When we evaluated the same effect in patients who received 3 prior lines of therapy, there is also a superiority, although it's true that this patient population are more heavily pretreated and the benefit is more marginal, and the PFS for once weekly carfilzomib was 9 months versus 8 months for twice weekly carfilzomib 27 milligrams per square meter. As I previously said, so this patient population, most of them, almost 80% of the patients, had been previously exposed to lenalidomide. And when we evaluate what was the effect of prior treatment with lenalidomide, we can say that carfilzomib and dexamethasone once weekly at a dose of 70 milligrams per square meter was superior to carfilzomib and dexamethasone twice weekly at a dose of 27 milligrams per square meter in both subgroup of patients who had received 2 or 3 prior lines of therapy. I think that this information is relevant because so we are facing right now more and more patients previously exposed to lenalidomide, and we can confirm with this sub-analysis, like carfilzomib and dexamethasone, especially weekly and at a dose of 70 milligrams per square meter, is an excellent option. I would conclude saying that the results of this subgroup analysis of ARROW indicate that a convenient once-weekly carfilzomib 70 dosing has a better benefit-risk profile than twice-weekly carfilzomib 27 dosing, regardless of the number of prior lines of therapy or prior lenalidomide exposure. Overall response rate in the KD 70 weekly were higher than those in the KD 27 twice weekly for patients with two and three prior lines of therapy. The median progression-free survival extended by 4.5 months in patients with two prior lines of therapy and by just 1 month in patients with three prior lines of therapy. The superiority was also observed regardless of the lenalidomide exposure. Safety profile was consistent with that reported in the overall population and consistent with previous reports. Patients with fewer prior therapies achieved a greater benefit with carfilzomib therapy, suggesting that the carfilzomib efficacy can be optimized by earlier administration in the disease course for patients with relapsed and refractory multiple myeloma.